letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1820, dated Aleph Elul Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses it with great titles to Marenu David Sheyichya Bravman. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, I have received in a timely fashion your letter of the 11th day of Tammuz with the Pidyon Nefesh, which was included with it. I did read it on the resting place of my father-in-law with all the titles, and for sure he will arouse great compassion for all the matters that you mention in that Pidyon Nefesh. Number one is missing over here in this letter. Number two, the Rebbe says, I thank you for this that you write about Beis Rivka in the Kfar, in the village, talking about Kfar Chabad, and also about the Gan Yeladim, the kindergarten over there. And I was, I enjoyed the news that it's continuing to develop in the past year, notwithstanding many difficulties that they had in it. And for sure, for the forthcoming school year, they will add with more diligence, many times as much, that fits the demand of the time and the desires, the wishes of our leader, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe. Number three, I have already written in the past to the Vad of the Kfar, that's the board of the village, about the effort to set up a wide space for Beis Rivka and the kindergarten. And for sure they will do, Rebbe emphasized, as much as possible. Because this that you write, the reasons that it did not take place till now, maybe the Rebbe says, even though they are true and correct, but that only helps us as far as reward and punishment. That we know if someone is an oinus, he is against his will, Rachmona Patri, the Torah exempts him. In other words, you have a good excuse, you have a good reason, and you're not going to be punished because you didn't do it, because you couldn't do it. However, but the matter itself is lacking. We don't have that space. Especially, according to the opinion, there's a view that says that while you're exempt, but we don't consider it commander of it le'amrinun. We don't say as if you did it. So, it's not done. So therefore, the Rebbe says it's obvious, according to what's explained in the teaching of the Chassidus, in the far as doing is the greatest. Asiya le'ela. In factual, that's greater. That there needs to be the action in actuality. And we need to refine the matters and the physical and the materialistic matters. You need to do it in your thought, your wants, your desires, excuses. They're all good, but that doesn't count. It needs to be accomplished. As far as number four, as far as your personal situation and your wife's health, so for sure, blessed Hashem will fulfill the pregnancy, that it should be in a proper and in an easy way, that she should give birth to children, existing children. And the Rebbe says it would be proper, if it has not yet been done, to check the mezuzahs in your home. And your wife, may she live, should give, separate for tzedakah before lighting the candles on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Friday, and an Erev Yanta before the holiday. And he and you should also separate for tzedakah a small amount that's not going to be a burdensome upon you every day from the weekdays before the morning prayer until after the birth in a good and auspicious time. It's obvious that all this needs to be done. Believe not that without a vow, the Rebbe doesn't want to make a promise, but to do it without a vow. Number five. The Rebbe says, I can't find out how much Kohos, that's the publishing arm of the Chabad, is still owes to the one who occupied himself with the printing of the Shulchan Aruch and the Code of Law, the Piskei Dinim, etc. And since your honor was then also in the thick of things, I mean, you were part of that, so please, your kindness to let me know at the end, what is the total of Kohos, and also where is that person that you need to pay him, give him the money. The Rebbe wants to make sure that the debt gets paid to the person who is owed the money to. Number six, the Rebbe says, it's worrisome to me that the work of .. it doesn't say who, the Rebbe is talking about somebody, it appears that it's lacking initiatives. It doesn't have, the Rebbe writes here, initiativa, initiative. And each time that there is no very clear instruction from New York, the Rebbe means from himself, if I don't tell you very specifically, then nothing happens. So you don't do it. Now they're waiting for me to basically tell you. And it's known and it's explained in many places in various Sforim that the goal of this study, of studying, is to become somebody who can do by himself. You don't need the teacher to always feed you. It's to learn that you can start doing on your own, and not to remain in a level of Nehi. Nehi means the lower levels. Netzach Hod Yisoid, those are the lower levels of the body. I mean, there's no brains over there, and there's no heart over there. There is just doing. That's good, just to do. The Nehi, those are that stand the whole body. Also the head, and the intellect, which is in the head. So, the Rebbe says, you got to do a little bit. Yes, there is an advantage in the Nehi that it holds up the body, but yet you should start taking a little bit of initiative, thinking and doing things on your own. Don't wait to be fed everything from New York. The Rebbe says, I received a letter that adds to the second category. I'm not sure what the Rebbe is talking about. The Rebbe says, may it be with success physically and spiritually, with blessings for a ksiv achsema toiva. You should be able to give good news from your and your family members, may they live. So here again, the Rebbe addresses to this David Shiyichya Bravman various different things. The Rebbe is very happy about what took place, that the Beis Rivka and the kindergarten, notwithstanding difficulties, but the Rebbe says, push ahead much more in the future as it's necessary for the time. And the Rebbe is also saying that you should make a good place, and even though there's a bigger place, a wide place, so that it'll be comfortable, even though there's a lot of excuses, reasoning, but the bottom line is we got to bring it down into action. And as on a personal level, the Rebbe wishes him at the pregnancy and gives him advice to check the mezuzahs if it hasn't been done, to give tzedakah, that his wife should do that before the lighting of the candles, and he himself should give it without a vow every morning, every day, before shacharis, before davening. Rebbe further asks him to find out how much and who the money is owed to for the printing of the Shulchan Aruch, and also that the Rebbe is talking about this other person that seems like he has no initiative on his own. He's always waiting for New York, and the Rebbe says that while it's very good just to be doing, but it's important to take the initiative and have things done coming from the himself. And the Rebbe blesses them with the bracha of Ksilchus and Metoyva and good news.